Welcome back to another episode of Railfan Landon Podcast Edition. Today on episode 9, we are going to be getting hitting the road, so to speak. As usual, my name is Lance Doma, coming to you with
Railfan Landon.
And Landon, a few episodes back, I teased this a little bit. I, at that point, was talking about an event that's coming up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. The NFL draft is going to be held there, the first time ever, I believe, at Lambeau Field. And I've been looking some things up, and what came about was there's actually a really, really nice train museum in Green Bay, right?
Yep.
So this is basically like today. We're planning your summer vacation, maybe your spring break. We're so close to spring break, it hurts almost. But we're heading into spring break this week. Obviously, I said the NFL draft is coming up late April in Green Bay. A lot of access for that, by the way. A really cool event. But beyond that, you can go to Lambeau Field anytime. And great spot to hit is the National Train Museum there. Yeah. And that's what gets us going. I talked about that. And at that point, you had not been too much aware of that. Is it safe to say that's on your wish list now?
Yes.
Yeah. I think there's, maybe we'll build on this in the future, I think there's a really cool opportunity to kind of do like a loop of Lake Michigan almost and hit some really cool places. So the National Railroad Museum in Green Bay, Wisconsin is not a new museum. It was originally founded in 1956. To this day, it houses about 70 rolling stock. What they call it. Now, speaking of previous episodes, they house one locomotive that you're a fan of.
We talked
a different model number, but a famed name.
The big boy steam locomotive.
Right on. This one is not obviously the same one you've seen.
Yes.
This one is locomotive number
4017.
But there is a big boy there. They also house a Pershing, Dwight D. Eisenhower locomotive. They have some really cool things. When we last looked, I looked at it, and they were currently under construction as they're updating and renewing things. Spatially speaking, it is rather close to Lambeau Field. It's only a couple miles driving-wise from Lambeau Field. Really cool spot, right on the Fox River in on the edge of downtown, kind of, in Green Bay. A few things to think about for people who are interested in going. It is dementia friendly, which is great. Also, they have special rates for families maybe who don't need some financial assistance. For just $3, people who can present a SNAP card, which would be nutrition assistance, or a EBT card, which is kind of some of that government support. If you're able to have that and your ID, you can get in for $3 a person, which is, a great value for a day trip, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Other things, my recommendation in Green Bay as well, and speaking of kind of going on the dime, there's a really cool, like, kind of old school amusement park they have. This is not going to be your Six Flags. This is not going to be heading over to Sandusky or wherever you go for your, like, mega roller coasters, right? But they have what's called Bay City Beach in Green Bay. And at this Bay City Park or beach area, they have this old school amusement park thing. And you go there and it is just ridiculously cheap. I want to say maybe 50 cents or a dollar a ride, which, you can't touch that in any place. I think it's run by the city, if I remember right. Really a cool spot. You're not going to have like your modern. It's going to be some old school rides, but just a really cool place to visit.
Yeah.
So I kind of was taking the lead a little bit today on talking about the Green Bay Museum because I'm a Wisconsinite original.
Yeah.
I've been to Green Bay a number of times, actually. Packer games on the regular, it used to be. And I've never been to the National Railroad Museum there, Railway Museum, sorry. So that is officially on my list. So next time I take the kids up to raise them right and show them how the greatest NFL franchise of all time. Some of your listeners just probably clicked off because of that. but There you go. I'm definitely going to visit the museum. I recommend people, you know, give that a try, right? Now, here's the thing. If you're heading from West Michigan, where we are, to get to Wisconsin, you have about three options, okay? One of them is to drive all the way up and around the Mackinac, through the UP, and back down. A scenic trip. Another version is you could take the car ferry, which is a pretty pricey deal. Most people like me jump on the interstate, cruise right around the horn of Chicago, and have to pass through Illinois. Now, Landon, you might say, well, if you're going there, let's take a detour. Correct?
Yes.
So where should we go on our way through Illinois, you know, that's not too far off the path?
Illinois Railway Museum.
Okay, where's that located?
It's located in Union, Illinois.
Okay. Have you been to this museum?
Back in 2021 is when I was, I went with my family there.
Okay, so you're due for a visit, it sounds like, because we're going on 4 years, shocking as that may sound. So you're due for a visit, Union, a rather small burg in Illinois, right?
Yes.
So you're going to have to get off the beaten path a little bit, but not too bad. It's actually just a little bit north of I-90, Interstate 90, near Marengo, which is one of my favorite places. Now, in my travels, I often stop around there for some fuel and that, and it's not too far off the path at all. Really cool museum. What can we find there?
We can find the most extensive collection of steam and diesel and also old streetcars from like interurban era.
Oh, I'm a fan of like old streetcars. Those just, the nostalgia of those really kind of get my brain thinking and imagining. What was the thing that stuck with you when you went there the most for you?
Eventually, since I'm 18 now.
Yeah.
You're going to have cab rides for certain, a little pricey, but.
Okay.
They had such a cool collection of old artifacts, like old signals, searchlight signals, and just old pole with the beam that goes down. I forgot what to call them, but I think it's called semaphores or something like that.
Okay. I'm kind of, as we do this, I'm sneaking some peeks at some photos. They have posted on Google, and I'm like, oh, there's a couple of these, this Union Pacific one that just in that yellow that they had, that mustardy yellow color, just some really, the Santa Fe one too with the red and yellow, like, those color combos just really hit right. That's great stuff. All right, so I actually, perhaps in a future episode, I have another recommendation for you that I haven't ever told Landon about this one, so he's looking at me right now with a little surprise, but... in a coming episode, I might have one more train stop for you on this summer road trip that we are currently planning for your listeners and that they have to do now or else. Hey, who wouldn't want to, right? All right. Anything further, Landon? Last bits for today?
I think that's it.
All right. We actually had the joy the other day. Crazy thing. We went out on an outing, and on our return, we had a recent episode where we talked about a line that runs along West Michigan. Sure enough, there we saw the actual locomotive pulled up just off Highway 31 in Holland, didn't we?
Yes.
So that was which line was that again?
Michigan Shore.
The Michigan Shore line, yep. That's right. So we actually got to see them doing their Holland stop and pick up, drop off. So that's kind of a cool deal. But anyway, I guess that's all we got for today. Well, please join us again for another episode of Rail Fan Landon Podcast Edition. Signing off for today, I'm Lance Doma, and with me as always,
Rail Fan Landon out.